I'm Gene Randall. Venezuelans got some all-too-rare good news today. The Red Cross says it's gotten approval to deliver humanitarian supplies in the country, that it will start within 20 days. Up until now, the Nicolas Maduro regime has blocked outside aid, which has been stored across the border in Colombia. Meanwhile, Venezuela suffered through its latest power blackout Friday night. Social media reports indicate it affected 20 of Venezuela's 23 states. The cause of the outage is not clear, but the country has been undergoing periodic blackouts for weeks. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president after winning the second round of the Central European country's presidential election. Kaputova is a liberal environmental activist. Her overwhelming victory runs counter to a European trend of electing populist anti-European Union politicians. With almost all the votes counted, the 45-year-old Kaputova had 58% to 42% for her opponent, European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic. An Arab summit is underway in Tunisia, a major item under discussion, how to resolve the situation in war-torn Syria, with a focus on the Golan Heights. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was there.
To forge a political path to a sustainable peace in which all Syrians are heard, grievances are addressed, and needs are met. And any resolution of the Syrian conflict must guarantee the unity, the territorial integrity of Syria, including the occupied Golan.
U.S. President Donald Trump last week signed a proclamation formally extending American recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is generally recognized in the rest of the world as occupied territory. For all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Analysts are calling it a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, today's crucial municipal elections in Turkey, which will determine who holds power in the country's main cities. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party have seen their popularity drop amid a litany of economic problems, chief among them a deep recession and inflation. Erdogan led his party's campaign effort focusing on Istanbul, Turkey's largest city and financial capital, where the main opposition CHP hopes to gain control. Ukrainians are voting today in the first round of presidential balloting. Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election, but has shown little support in the most recent poll. The surprise frontrunner in the field of 39 is a comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays the part of a president in a TV comedy series. Notably missing from the field is any openly pro-Russian candidate. Election observers are on hand for the voting. Here is what one said a short time ago.
It was quiet, and the people wanted to vote. They were coming in and out and were checking the papers and the programs of the candidates. They really take it serious and came back in and, with their passports. Well, we checked, so everything is fine. And I must say, so far, the technical election part is correct.
The fact that it was Sunday meant little in Britain's ongoing debate over Brexit and its missing blueprint for how it will leave the European Union. British Justice Minister David Gawk today was asked if, after three defeats in Parliament, Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit agreement with the EU was finally dead.
Well, I'm not sure that one can say that, for the very simple reason is that the country needs to find a way forward which reflects the referendum result, does so in a way that protects our jobs and security and the integrity of the United Kingdom and our national security. And I think, in the end, you always, keep coming back to this point that the Prime Minister's deal does do that.
A federal judge in Alaska has overturned President Trump's attempt to open vast areas of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans to oil and gas leasing. She says Obama administration bans on such leasing and drilling would need an act of Congress. President Trump says he's ordered an end to hundreds of millions of dollars in financial aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, which he charges have set up migrant caravans to the U.S. border. The State Department says it's received the order, but the action needs approval from Congress. This weekend, the president also threatened to close the southern border with Mexico if it didn't do more to help stop illegal immigration to the United States. The Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, the Sydney Opera House, and other iconic landmarks went dark at 8:30 local time Saturday night for Earth Hour, an annual call for local action on climate change. Gene Randall, VOA News.